Mesachet Makis Paragimo Mishnah Yud. Kama Malkinos. So a person who is Chayat Malkis, how many lashes does he receive? Arbaim Chasar Achat. 40 minus 1, 39. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bim Mispar Arbaim. The amount of 40. Minyan Shehu Samach L'Arbaim. We understand Mispar Arbaim to tell us the amount that is close to 40, meaning 39. As if it would have said Arbaim the Mispar, then we would understand 40 altogether. But since it says Mispar Arbaim, we understand the number that is close to 40, so therefore he receives 39, not 40 Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arbaim Shleimos Hu Loka. Rabbi Yehuda says the person who is Chayav Malkus receives the full 40, not just 39. Beheichan Hu Loka Es HaYisera Ben Ksefa. We will see later on that the person who receives Malkus has the Malkus divided up into thirds. One third he would be hit in the front, and one third on one shoulder, and the other third on the other shoulder. So therefore, if he received 39, it could be easily divided up into thirds. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he received 40, that cannot be divided up into thirds. There's one extra, and where should that one extra be hit? And the Mishnah answers, that one should be hit between his shoulders. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one third on one shoulder, one third on the other shoulder, one third in front, and one would be hit between his shoulders. Mesachet Makis Paragimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein Omdenoso Elabamakos Haruyos Lehishtalish. Before Bezin gives somebody Malkus, Bezin would evaluate how many Malkus this person could receive, as Bezin doesn't want to give him Malkus and have the person die because of it. Therefore, we have to evaluate how many Malkus he is able to handle. Now, we only give him Malkus that are able to be divided up into thirds. So therefore, if we evaluate that he could receive 20 Malkus, we wouldn't give him 20 since 20 can't be divided up into thirds. Instead, we would give him 18. Omduhu Lakaba Arbaim. If Bezin evaluated that he could receive the full 40, meaning 39, Lakam Miksas Ba'amru She'ena Yachol Lakaba Arbaim. They then started giving him the Malkus, and they realized that he will not be able to handle the full 40. He's going to die before he receives the 40 Pater. His Pater from receiving the full 40, they would only give him the amount that he could handle. Omdu Lakabel Shmona Esrei. Let's say Bezin evaluated that the person could receive 18. Now the Mishnah says 18 because the Mishnah is talking about a case where Bezin evaluated that he could receive half of the Malkus, which is 20, and we don't give him 20 since it can't be divided up into thirds, so therefore we give him 18 as we always subtract, not add, from the evaluation. Misha Laka Amru Shayachohu Lakabel Arbaim Pater. After they started giving him Malkus, they realized that he would be able to handle the full 40. Still, he is Pater. Since they evaluated him for 18, he only has to receive the 18, not more. Avar Avera Sheyesh Ba Shnei Lavin. Somebody who did an Avera that has two Lavin. The Avera has two separate Lavin, so therefore he is Chayav two sets of Malkus. Amdu Omed Echad Loke Upater. If they evaluated that he could receive both sets of Malkus at one time, even if he can't receive the full two sets of Malkus, he can only receive one full set of Malkus plus at least three from the second Malkus, as the least Malkus we would give somebody is three. So therefore, if Bezin evaluated that he would be able to handle to receive 42 Malkus at one time, 39 for the first Malkus and three for the second, then he would receive both Malkus at one time, we'd give him the 42 Malkus, and he would be Pater from anything more than that. The Imlav. If Bezin evaluated that he cannot receive at least 42 Malkus at one time, he would die from that. Loke umisrafe v'chozer v'loke. Bezin would first give him the first Malkus. Bezin would wait until he healed, and then they would evaluate to see how many more Malkus he could receive. He would receive the second Malkus, and after that he would be puppet.